Welcome to another weekly edition of Glancing at the Stars. Have you recovered from the election mania that affected so many? One person who seems somewhat lost in the media frenzy is the lame duck, George W. Bush. Perhaps no one is interested in the current president, especially with his popularity ratings at record lows. That's cold. However, it may be worth keeping an eye on him before he hands over the reins of power. Bush has three planets in Leo, as well as his ascendant. So not only does he, with his fire sign of Leo, prefer heat to cold, but he also craves attention and approval. He wants to be liked. I would imagine that he finds being out of the limelight difficult to accept, especially after nearly 8 years being leader of the world's superpower. As I noted last week, the opposition of Saturn and Uranus highlighted Election Day and symbolized well the contrast between the perceived status quo candidate McCain and Obama, the highly touted candidate of change. It is interesting that this first opposition of this current cycle between Saturn and Uranus closely squares Uranus in Bush's natal horoscope. What this can mean is that Bush has experienced the tension of the election as destabilizing for him personally. It happened that Uranus by transit squared his natal Uranus during October at the height of the presidential race, and therefore at the nadir of attention focused on Bush. That likely caused him great discomfort and a sense of being odd man out, which of course he was and is. Uranus squared Uranus can manifest in unexpected ways that can create havoc in a sudden release of tension that has built up over time. The first transit of Uranus to Bush's natal Uranus occurred in mid-March of 2008. The second happened, as I said, in late October. What concerns me is the third and final transit, which will take place towards the end of this year and the beginning of next. Of course, nothing may manifest outwardly, and it may simply be another period where he feels out of the loop and very restless. It will help that he likely is on vacation at his ranch, where he can cut loose without affecting the rest of the world. If, however, he wants to go out as president with a bang, this would be the time he could suddenly do it. It is important to remember the chart of the President of the United States not only represents him personally, but also the stature of the country as a whole. Therefore, the end of the year could bring a sudden crisis that places a lot of pressure on Bush and the U.S. Let's hope he finds peace on his ranch, and we find peace in the return of the light that occurs every year at the winter solstice.